Hi, welcome to Muhammad and Page's last and final installment of Muhammad and Page's podcast about the book How to Lie with Statistics, the book we're reading in our statistics class for our last quarter benchmark. We're going to delve into the final chapters of the book, chapters 8, 9, and 10, and we're just going to have a final some analysis of the book and you know, some overlying themes and other things that we thought about the book. Paige, you want to go first?
In chapter 8, well, it's called, well, the chapter is called Pulse Hawk Rides Again, and in the chapter they talk about cause and effect, meaning, like, you have your problem, which is the effect, but you obviously have to go out and find the reason for the effect, which is the cause, and, which is supposed to be supported by, like, real data and enough data, but usually people put in magazines, like this is caused by this, but like, you know, like, where's the proof? So that's basically what he talks about. Because like anyone can make the assumption, like, yeah, if you don't read, you get bad grades. But obviously, like, where's the actual proof of that? And if you do have proof, like, how did you come about doing? Like, how did you come about by that conclusion and stuff like that? So, example, let's say you tested out kids who play soccer and tend to be less likely to be obese, and the hypothesis turned out to be like to be true. But now you can conclude that kids will be less likely to be obese if they play soccer. But what Mr. Huff has made the point of is that like I said, like, the conclusion I made was about Kids would be less likely to be obese if they play soccer, but is it because kids don't play soccer because they're obese, or is it because the kids who are obese just don't want to play soccer? Like, that's the point that Mr. Huff says in his chapters. So
yeah, and on that point, I think it's interesting because you think of the whole cause and effect aspect. Like, another specific example Mr. Huff has posted in what he wrote is about, you know, smokers, you know, saying in statistics how smokers have bad grades. But what if the people who already had bad grades already took up smoking? So you don't know what is the cause, which is the effect, because the data can be so like doctored and so hazy that you can't really understand what is which. And you can really tell by the assumptions he made in the analysis of cause and effect. Do you have another? Do you have another piece of
advice? And also point I wanted to make, another example would be, let's say if you study, you'll get good grades. Of course, everyone has heard that, like, all right. But also, another person can conclude that if you pay attention in class, you'll also get good grades. So, I mean, that's also another way you can put it, I guess. Yeah. Anything else?
No, that's really it. Cause and effect, you know, what don't you understand? Do you find this chapter interesting?
I mean, yeah, it was a good point, I guess. I got a little bored.
I thought it was really interesting because of, like, the direct correlations of things that is so, like, hazy. Like, it kind of changes the way you look at a lot of things, because if you say something is, like, smoking is due, you know, to people who get lung cancers are smokers, well, how about people, you know, you might not know, those people already,
like,
might have had,
there are other reasons.
Yeah, there might have been a lot of other reasons those
that.
People could have gotten lung cancer. And that's the reason, and that's really it, yeah.
And maybe people who are obese just don't like soccer.
Yeah.
Duh.
All right, so let's talk about chapter 9. And chapter 9 is basically the author kind of coined it as how to statisticulate. It's basically, you know, is manipulate readers by using statistics, and this is basically what the entire book is really about. Paige, do you want to start off with that?
Well, like Muhammad said, this is about this chapter is called How to Statisticulate, and this chapter basically shows, like, nearly all the possible things people use to manipulate others on information that's supported by statistical analysis. And Mr. Huff's first first example of that was darkening areas, which is on page 102. Hold on. Okay. So, like, basically, he shows darkening areas. Like, he shows a map, and he shows the shaded areas, which I've seen a lot. Especially, like, when trying to prove, like, okay, 90% of Americans eat starches every single day, and you'll, like, shade whatever. And, yeah. And then...